Recently, I saw the first scene of a movie I had always heard about, but never watched. I still haven't seen the whole thing. But Breakfast at Tiffany's opens with an unusual scene. A lady in a nightgown with a bag in which she has coffee and some bread, a bagel or something. And she stands outside at Tiffany's windows looking at the beautiful jewelry. In some ways you think, what an unusual scene. She must have been at a party or some gathering. She has a long evening gown, but she's alone. And she's not having breakfast in Tiffany's, but at Tiffany's, at the window, looking inside at things that are out of her reach. There's a longing within her that has not been satisfied. St. Augustine in the 4th century in his book, The Confessions, which is a book I recommend to everyone. He was a bishop in Northern Africa in Hippo, and he was so tired of people talking about him and behind his back because he led a very sinful life before he became a Christian in his 30s that he wrote a book about it. He says, this is what I did, and this is God's grace in my life. And one of his famous insights that is often quoted in that book, The Confessions, Lord, you have made us for yourself, and restless is our spirit until it rests in you. Belief in God and joy in God is not something that closes or narrows our horizons, but it gives us a certain satisfaction and a certain home, a home base in our heart, that God is with us and cares about us and loves us, that gives us a certain peace upon which we build all our relationships and all our dealings with one another. The person who is satisfied that there is a God who has a plan for them, loves them consistently, that he has prepared many things, all he wants to do is to be included. And he stamped it in our human nature that our belief and love for God is something that does not exclude others. On the contrary, it gives you a certain safety net, a certain satisfaction, a certain peace that you say, I can let people in. Because I have a God who will never leave me, never abandon me, never betray me. And when I abandon him and betray him, I'm always welcome back. Because he's called Father for a reason. That he can take it. Because he built us for himself. So when you think today about your own life, never think of religion as something extra. A choice. Something that's added on. But think of it as the basic foundation of your life. That you were created because someone loved you. And that someone put in your heart a desire for him. And that desire is satisfied not by a certain slavish attachment. Oh God, you're great. God has no crisis of confidence. But that desire is satisfied when I take care of my brother, take care of my sister, and have enough love in my heart to take care of myself. So that we might never be like that poor woman at Tiffany's, looking at something we could never touch, having breakfast by myself in the best dress or the best suit, abandoned by people who may have promised to be my friends. But wherever I am, whatever I do, as one of our parishioners who was in the concentration camp on Kachur used to say, God was with him. That is a certain satisfaction and a certain peace in your heart that people will want to be next to you. People will want to talk to you. because you have a God who has never abandoned. Lord, as St. Augustine said, you made us for yourself, and restless is our spirit until it rests in you. May you find rest for your soul in God and pass that on to everyone else that you love. Slava Iisusu Christus.